What is up, y'all? This is the Fifth Element Hip Hop Show. Salon Fedor.
Alejandro Hernandez.
And we're back. We're back for a really dope show for today. We have a lot of guests we were able to confirm in the last few days that we didn't think we were going to have for this week. We thought this week we were just going to play music, but we're going to do a mix of that, and we're going to do a mix of two really solid interviews, two Save Money artists, two artists from the west side of Chicago. We got Malcolm London and Dolly Austin swinging by. Malcolm London around 12:30-ish, and then we got Dolly around 1:30, so 1:30 to 3. So they should be solid interviews. What do you expect?
I'm actually looking really forward to these two interviews. Probably like, you know, two guys who I'm really excited to talk to. With Malcolm, I expect the conversation to get political. That's what he's known for. He's been an activist for a long time now. We're going to talk about, obviously, the recent reports on CPD, talk about maybe some YCA, his involvement as in Louder Than the Bomb, things like that. Then with Dolly, I'm just hoping to get a chance to really talk to him. He seems like a really cool cat. I feel like I could really like vibe with him. Seems like someone cool to hang around.
So it should be pretty dope. And then we also have a representative of DePaulia coming in. 90 Howard, I believe. So she'll be in here joining us as well, sitting in for those conversations later on. And it should be a pretty dope show. Chicago hip hop, Save Money, West Side. Enjoy.
Keeping it real.
Keeping it real.
Real good. Radio DePaul. Chicago's college connection.
What's up, man? We're back. This is the Fifth Element Hip Hop Show. We got Dolly Austin in the building. And we also have a maybe new co-host.
What's up? I'm Nandi. I do anything hip-hop related at DePaul for any DePaul publication. So, yeah.
For sure. We're going to jump right into this Dolly Austin interview. This is the second time we have you here. The last time was in 2014, which is a long time ago. Mm-hmm. It was right after you had dropped the West Side EP?
Yeah.
So it's been a while. You dropped a lot of stuff since then. The process of you making music is definitely way more mature. We get your side, as opposed to this is the area I'm from, or this is maybe some sort of like my characteristics that you got from the wood, which I felt like it showed your character, it showed the type of person you are. West Side EP, we get where you're from, right?
Mm-hmm.
Austin,
exactly.
So we get that grittiness to the album, and then a lot of this stuff is more interpersonal, personal, retrospective. So we're definitely glad to have you
so
here.
You did get a taste of the project.
Yeah, most okay, definitely, sure, most definitely. Sure. We've definitely seen the maturity. So we're gonna cater this to you,
okay,
as much as we can.
Okay,
we got about 50 minutes, give or take. So we're gonna do as much as we can, and we're just gonna jump right into this. So, how did you first start getting into music? Because I know I read a few interviews that you first started doing poetry, and then that transitioned into you making music.
Yeah. My junior year in high school, I was like really getting into listening mm-hmm. to my teachers and shit like that. And around that time, just maturing myself and then just really getting into mm-hmm. like what I was really gonna do mm-hmm. With myself. But at this time, I just was really into poetry and writing. So at the time, I was just really into like just the arts in general. Just kept writing and then stumbled across ways of recording music.
Mm-hmm.
And then, it was just more music, and I was always writing, but.
What about poetry specifically said, yo, I want to do this, so this is what I have to do in life?
I was writing because, our teachers would have us, like, mm-hmm. present our writing pieces in front of the class, and I don't know, I was, in my head, I'm going to get girls, you mm-hmm. know what I'm saying, in my head, that's what I was on. So, but, like, as I mature, like I say, I just really wanted to do music, and like pursuing music wasn't even that cool. Like mm-hmm. it wasn't something that everybody wanted to do at the time. Like it was just something I wanted to do. I know in my high school it was like I was like one of the only rappers, you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. And then whoever picked up whatever they got from me and mm-hmm. I wanted to do it, like I was cool with that. But around that time it was like Wale was Sprite Green was popping. So like if you just on the retrospective, when I started really getting into producing my own music, yeah.
For sure. Was there anyone that ever sat you down and said, yo, this is how you start making music, verse, chorus, et cetera? It was all you from the beginning?
Mm-hmm.
was there any specific person that you looked at and said, yo, this is the kind of the format I want to follow, or maybe musicianship or just music in general that you wanted to create?
I just knew I wanted to do something different. Like, I just knew that's how you had to come at it. You know what I'm saying? Just,
for sure.
Like I say, I've been my junior year in high school, I just wanted to be honest in my music. So, like, I matured and, like, growing and continuing to be honest in my music. And then I started being vulnerable in my music, and then I started living, then I was able to tell that. And what was we at as far as the question?
In terms of, like, what specifically like were you trying to emulate or what influenced you?
Yeah, the influences, I don't know. Like, I always want to just say Kanye a lot of the times, but it was definitely, like, a lot of shit. It was just knowing that I had a voice at the time, and then just where I'm from really sparked me wanting to have a voice.
Mm-hmm.
So it was definitely more than just wanting to rap to do something for myself.
Mm-hmm.
So, very unselfish, like, thinking.
So, I mean, you just kind of mentioned where you're from. You're from the west side of Chicago.
Mm-hmm.
We mentioned this earlier. Saba said it's the part of the city that no one's talking about.
Mm-hmm.
Why is that for you?
Like, it's just kind of cool that I was able to, like, meet all these kids from, like, all around the city, because I just stepped from the west side. As well as Saba, you know what I'm saying, and Malcolm London, you know what I'm saying, and Joey Prepper and all these other, like, little stars that are shining, you know what I'm saying, as bright as day right now. But, like, just putting yourself in different environments by small opportunities just meeting certain people in passing. Mm-hmm. I just had the opportunity to meet some cool ass motherfuckers at a certain point in time.
Yeah, I'm sorry. Just watch that for the future.
Yeah.
And then how did you kind of
apologize to Paul Campus? I'm gonna definitely watch my mouth.
How did you break into music in general? Like, what was the first thing that you did? How did you first become part of the scene?
Yeah, so I was recording on other people's beats.
Mm-hmm.
Like I say, this wasn't somebody, it was just fun. I was just doing it for fun and just, I was putting, really just learning my voice.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, I liked what I heard, you know what I'm saying? And that's what drove me to continue to do music.
I mean,
and
you just
stop cussing.
You just talked about your voice. You have a particular interesting cadence or flow that, I mean, you can, like, easily be distinguished in the hip hop scene. Mm-hmm. When you hear a Dolly Austin record, you know what's Dolly Austin on that record.
Mm-hmm.
What do you feel distinguishes you from everybody else or separates you?
It's very authentic, but it's funny that you say that, because, like, I know that I'm different, but, like, my friends would just say, like, I would write a certain way and, like, maybe I wouldn't be rhyming, but it was it was still pleasing to the ear, you know what I mean? And I just didn't try to follow no lines of no particular things, and then being around, like, kids these days and, like, the Vic Mensas at this particular time where I was really, really making music and just really, like, learning more and more about what I can do with what I already knew, you know what I'm saying? But never really trying to take from anything, but I had to learn that, like, I can't use things around me to make my things better.
For sure. When I was doing research for this interview, and I tried to find, like, super old material, which was, so I found your Dollywood blog, bro.
Oh, I've been telling Brad about this all the time. It's crazy, right?
I found your Dollywood blog, and it dates back to, like, I don't want to, like, late
2011?
2010, 2011.
Yeah, yeah.
So all the stuff. So everything that was going on in the mind of Dolly, and a lot of the stuff that he put up there music-wise, I'm like, all right, cool.
Yeah, yeah.
Respect.
It was.
And I ran across this Troublemakers, Troubled Monsters thing.
Mm-hmm.
But for whatever reason, everything that I clicked on was wiped from Earth.
Yeah.
That's how you got to do
it. On purpose. That's how you got to do it. Like,
yeah.
But for you to even take that step to try to find that is, like, that's what makes these times dope, or these situations dope, where I can, this is the time to explain that. But yeah, it is wiped away. But if you saw
any video, any SoundCloud, anything, dude, even if it was, like, some, like, obscure link.
Sometimes, like, I hate that I did that, and sometimes I'm like, man, I'm glad I did that.
Yeah. So for you, for us that don't know maybe about this, what is Troublemakers, Troubled Monsters?
Mm-hmm.
How did you form part of it? How does that shape you today?
Goes back to when I started doing music. So around this time, my brother Brill, he went by B-Real at the time. And he was I moved on this block called, to my call, Van Buren and Lotus, and he was from that block. And just through passing, like, we would just see each other, and then we just got mad cool, and it was like, and it was just my best friend, you know what I'm saying? Then just like, and one of my friends, I was like my brother, but right across the street from Michelle Clark was this studio called 5090. His dad's best friend owned it, so like we just ran it, you know what I mean? Like, they ran it for kids, but other hours, like, we was just making whatever we wanted to make. So at that time, it was just dope. It was like, man, I want to be an artist, and like, I can actually do this, you know what I'm saying? And I, like, that's just slight opportunity. So me and bro, he was always, we started music like in high school because he went to Proviso West. And I ain't saying the school I went to. but yeah, so we started making music, and then we just formed the Troublemakers. Mm-hmm. And that's what we was on. Like, we was just so into like what we was on. Mm-hmm. We was like, we knew we were diamonds in the rough, you know what I'm saying?
I feel like everyone in Save Money has had like their different projects. Mm-hmm. Like, you got Leather Corduroys, you guys, I feel like all of y'all just like link up and do different stuff, but y'all are still all like a group.
Yeah, yeah. And far as the like the Corduroys, it can lead to that. So Troublemakers then like I guess it just wasn't something that we was gonna continue to do. It was just like me and bro making music, and we was using Facebook. So in the course of growing up, what happened? Yeah, we graduated, and then we was me and him went to art school together. But like, yeah, I guess me and bro, we still the Troublemakers at heart. But at this time, yeah. Cause this is when Save Money. This is when it started.
This is before Save Money, right?
Yeah. So man, the Troublemakers was before the Save Money situation. So, man, I would like I told this story so many times. I just don't know how to tell it. You know what I'm saying? yeah. You gotta ask something specific.
All right. Man, what was my follow up question? So Troublemakers. What was like? How does that music sound like? Cause I'm probably never gonna hear what Troublemakers.
And I'll be trying to find it for him, like Brad, who's sitting right next to me.
Troublemakers probably like one of the world's great unsolved mysteries.
Like for real though. Like I remember, so it was really dope that he went to Proviso West, cause that was like a west suburb. And I was I'm gonna say my high school. Shout out to them. Mm-hmm. I was just playing ACT Charter School, and it just don't exist no more. That's why it sucks. But I was kind of hot at his school because he was popular. He was popular at his school.
He's a popular dude.
Yeah, and like he was in the, what's the band? He was in the band and all that. And yeah, he used to have all the.
If you gotta feel like cursing, bro, you just let me know and I'll.
Nah,
play
I got
the,
you. No, I'm gonna just watch myself. I'm gonna just watch.
This Chicago.
I'll play a drop for you.
Nah, I'm gonna definitely watch myself. So like, yeah, he was just. Oh no, he was just really making me really popular at the school, and when I would go up there, I would just really see it, and I was like, man, yo, we got something going. So, and then we just kept using Facebook, because that's what we were using, and MySpace too. Mm-hmm. And yeah, like, regardless if we chose it as a career at the time, it was just like, we were taking care of ourselves, and we were young, but we were just making music. And we still make music to this day. He's on the project that dropped January
20th. Is he working
20th.
On something? Or
he is too. Yeah, he's working on something. Yesterday, he actually had an event. I couldn't make it because I had a YCA event. But yeah, Brill's, he's dope. Really, really dope.
Oh, so you
mentioned... But we came in the Save Money situation kind of together.
Yeah, you said you were at a YCA event?
Yeah, yesterday.
Oh, yeah. So do you work with them?
YCA?
Yeah.
No, I've...
How did that come about?
Yeah, the YCA thing, I've been having a relationship with them for like years. As far as you can remember Chance and Vic being in the room.
We were just talking to Malcolm about how his involvement in YCA.
Oh, no, he has a really, really, really big part of But I was a friend of Brother Mike, you know what I'm saying? And just to be blessed, like those last years that I've like known him was just kind of like, like dope, you know what I'm saying? And like he was definitely a man of open arms. But like I say, this was around the time where I was really getting into music and I was taking heat to all these kids that were coming to one spot to talk about like where they came from. And it was like, you can't take this lightly. Like these kids are really, you know what I'm saying, living and like are expressing themselves and knowing how to be around people and talk to people and know how to be on the stage. So I was learning all this at that time. And Chance was, you know what I'm saying, doing what he was doing. So like, I was really around the kids these days, around the music garage.
Were you a part of like that group of, I don't want to say just like young MCs in general, or just young people in general that would go to the open mics, Was that you, or were you just like,
I was like a little
shows?
I was a little more older, you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. So like when I started going to YC, I was a little more older. But I was friends with like Chance and Vic Mensa and all these Monster Mike and all these other kids, because I was just a really good people person. But this was really what was happening. Like, it was forming. Everything was forming. Like, everybody was just running around.
How'd you first catch wind of that?
I caught wind of it just, I don't know, like, I remember, like, yeah. Like, this Wale event where Juggernaut, I was just going on, like, started shopping. I found out about Leaders and all these other things where Vic Mensa's been doing this shit, been doing this for a long time, you know what I'm saying? I had a relationship with Leaders for a long time. Mm-hmm. So when I started kicking with them, that's why we were, like, generalized, you know what I'm saying? And Leader was a really big support of a lot of what we were doing, just as youth. So, like, you could just put the youth in just a box, and it was just these, like, you can have the save monies and the villages, and but, like, you can't just, like, their friends are them, too, you know what I'm saying? So it's, like, even if they don't rap, they're still that. So it's hard, like, so when they be trying to define it, it's, like, just know it's way more behind it, and that's why we have this. So, like, a community of just young creators, and I was just part of, like, a save money renaissance.
Do you think, like, people in Chicago, artists specifically, like, support other artists? Do you think there's a lot of support in Chicago?
It's there. It's there. It's just, like, we was introduced to, the, like, the industry. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? And you have to find your niche. You have to find your lane. You have to, when you fall, you got to know when to get, you know, I mean, not when to get back up, but know how, like, learn how to get back up.
So how was that first beginning for you guys, just the genesis of you becoming a part of this, like, hip-hop scene? Because I feel like every time that I talk to, like, a lot of older heads, they say it's always been a hater community, there's no love. So for a lot of you younger cats that were coming up at that point, what made you say, yo, you know what, I don't want to be part of, like, this older generation that that's kind of stubborn, that doesn't show love to a lot of the younger cats? What do we have to do so that the next generation doesn't have to go through a lot of stuff that we had to go through?
So as a generation coming behind, I was quick with it because I knew what as a generation coming behind a generation that was saying those comments, like I said, my junior year, I was kind of painting you a picture of how I was already coming. So, like, the meeting point to where I'm at a place where I'm, like, on a stage, I already know how to be, I already know how I wanted to form, I knew how I wanted to infiltrate the culture, you know what I mean? And you got to stick with that, and you have to know that with self. And I was kind of thinking about this earlier, like, whether it's, like, friends or peers or whatever, like, you have to know how you're trying to come, and you always make excuses and blame other people, but you have to have that understanding and go seek that understanding if you don't know.
Yo, bro, you've been, like, mad on point with Twitter lately.
Man, like, I really don't be tweeting because I don't want to say, you know what I'm saying, like,
with, like, the super existential, very reflective.
It's
because
at the end of the day, it's about the music. So, like, if I shut up, maybe they will listen to the music.
Sure. Twitter's like that double-edged sword. Like, you definitely have to, like, watch what
you gotta watch what you say. Like, even when I was in a relationship, like, I've been mad at that situation. You feel me? But, like, a subtweet, like.
Yeah, don't follow your significant other.
No,
on
it's like,
don't
I,
do
like,
any social
and
media.
And then I come to you, like, is that about? No, that's not about, like, that mind trickery is, like, but I mean, if you can manipulate it, like, do it. Like, I see people, like, flourishing in Twitter all day, but I have my own ways of doing it.
For sure. All right, so we're going to jump into the save money conversation real quick.
For sure.
So this is a quote you said about save money. So it's just a group of young talent, raw talent. So many people come with collectives, but man, for real, save money so deep, we're all hot. Mm-hmm. I'm not even being biased about that. It's just, In some cases, there are some weak links. If you look at ASAP or Pro Era, there's one face, and then you kind of have to mess with everybody else. With Save Money, everyone's a face because everyone has a different style. It's not just one sound. It's just deeper than rap. We're family. Chicago's our house.
That's a quote.
That's a quote you
said. That's crazy. Like, I'm glad I said that. And, like, I just, I don't know. And, like, just practicing what I preach is, like, not hard to, like, go about it in that manner. But I'm glad I said that, but like I said, like, we're a family and we're not a face. And when I say things about other groups, like, we kind of try to want to watch that, but I mean, you can see what's going on. But I did want to say that about Save Money in general, that we're not nothing else other than what we are, but we all have our own stories and our own, you know what I'm saying? And it's been shown in these past few years that what we're actually trying to do. And as long as we keep doing that, Save Money will be worldwide, like we said when we were younger.
So kind of backtracking. So in an era where Treated Crew is this big collective, mm-hmm. how was Save Money able to, all right, kind of not necessarily put them to the side, but become like the forefront of this generation mm-hmm. of young collectives or people in general that are coming out?
And those are our big brothers, you know mm-hmm. what I'm saying? And like, I gotta say that those guys like really like were applauding us as we were doing what we were doing, because you have to do that, and as much as we have to do that for the next coming behind us. Mm-hmm. And being out the YCA is we keep those relationships, mm-hmm. you know what I'm saying? We see what Chance is doing every month, and that matters regardless of what platform you're mm-hmm. on, and these examples like Malcolm London's and stuff like that. So we have to use those examples and keep it going, you mm-hmm. know what I'm saying? And the more we have, the more soldiers we have. And we can really start getting to the root of mm-hmm. what's really going on and all of that. But like I said, we do have an industry, so we have to break all these other type of... Yeah.
Save Money is a really prominent group in mm-hmm. Chicago. Like any event I go to, it's the same faces in Save Money. They never no new faces. There's no changes.
That's why I be like strip. Like you know what I'm saying? Like they know what it is. But
yeah, it's
we try to be real brothers to each other. Mm-hmm. And like all of us not perfect, but like you know what I'm saying? We try to just be there as much as we can.
Yeah, you talk a lot about the importance of just like being real, being true to oneself. Like why as an artist do you think that's so important, especially in today's generation where, you know, there are some issues of like certain artists maybe being inauthentic with themselves?
Because it's healthy. It's healthy for the mind. It's not even that deep. It's just healthy to just be that way. You know what I mean? Just trying to have the best interests in the things that you do, you know what I'm saying?
Especially in an industry where so many people are so fake. Mm-hmm. The rapper is talking about robbing the plugs every day. So you got to be real to yourself, mm-hmm. be real to who you are.
Mm-hmm. And that's what you're trying to project, you know what I'm saying?
For sure. I mean, you just mentioned that there are no faces to Save Money. Everyone has their moment of shine. How has Save Money been able to do that?
The faces that we know, that's just apparent, you mm-hmm. know what I'm saying? But like, those faces are what make people uh-huh. want to know about Save Money. So if you want to say it's a face, that's cool, but uh-huh. just know that it is something yep. deeper. Yeah.
But kind of talking about that, every release that you guys have dropped doesn't take away from anyone else. Because mm-hmm. I feel like this has been one of the great reasons why you guys continue to shine. Every single one of you guys, why Joey Perp has been able to take off, why Tokyo... Why Kami, why you are going to have great 2017s is because you all are understanding of your space and your vision and what you want to do. But what's like a part of the creative process? Why is it that you don't have two guys dropping albums at the same time? Why is it, or what have you guys created for yourselves that has allowed you and propelled you guys to be, you know, leaders in your own way?
By just actions, man. Like, I can't get deep, but like, This is my family, so like just what happens behind closed doors. Mm-hmm. But like by action, man, like I swear, just seeing my like the work ethic and like I say, just mm-hmm. knowing what you want for self, like you're not gonna get that answer from nobody yeah. else. You know what I'm saying? So over the years, like you're seeing people flourish and do these meet their goals mm-hmm. because they're actually working, and sometimes you're not gonna see that mm-hmm. work till they're ready to show that work. And we're always ready for the audience to receive it, but just know like it's really about the music, and that's why we've been able to do it.
And then this is kind of like my last Save Money question. Is there an application process? Can I be like this fly dentist or doctor?
No,
or
definitely. And that's
how can I be a part of the mold?
That's the thing. We do have, you know what I'm saying, those type of minds and Save Money, you know what I'm saying? So is there application? Oh no, let's try to see if we can make it happen. Let's mm-hmm. get them tweeting.
For sure.
Tweet Save Money Army, or, you know what I'm saying, ask for the application. You may get an email.
You may
email.
Be a part of Save Money.
You may. You might. You might have to make
Save Money
official.
Worldwide. Let's try to make it happen.
For sure. Outside of music, what else have you been a part of creative? I know you do a lot of stuff around Photoshop.
Mm-hmm.
Modeling as well.
Yeah.
Is there anything else?
Yeah.
Are we going to have Dolly on
Dolly
the big screens?
The
maybe that slice joint
like,
that's coming
I'm
with
like
a...
I'm like really scared of acting. That's yeah. the only thing.
You're scared of acting?
Yeah.
So what makes you scared of acting and not modeling?
No, I'm like, cause I'm good at like, even like if how my music made me feel, like I know I'll be good at acting.
Okay.
Yeah.
But, and like you have to do that in a room full of like,
got you.
But I'm like good on the stage for right now. When you're like over there.
So let's backtrack. Let's backtrack here. How have you changed from when you first started performing to now, rocking crowd wise?
I think it's finna get really interesting because this music made me feel like, I know it's like like some of the music that I really really like the most. So I'm becoming an artist that I want to be. Mm-hmm. I'm like from the way playing with it and really just took some time off to make it really good and learn myself. And now I'm ready, but I'm showing it though. You know what I'm saying? I don't tweet that much. I'm just trying to show that I'm ready.
Being an independent artist, do you think you have more time to put out your project? Mm-hmm. Like you can stop it when you want. You can do whatever you want with it. Like you don't have.
But you wanna go get it. You know what I'm saying? Like I don't wanna tell people like take 2-3. You know what I'm saying? And go do it if you can. You know what I'm saying? Do it. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying?
For sure. One more. So this question is running the chance in his Grammy nomination. The fact that he's been able to do everything independently, the fact that you're doing everything independently. What was that first conversation with Chance the Rapper after he received his nominations for a Grammy? And what did he say to the family, to Save Money family?
You'll be amazed. I'm not sure because like I have my own relationship with each and every one of them. You know what I'm saying? Like we got the group chats and you know what I'm saying. But you have to. Keep that relationship with your brothers as tight as you can. You know what I'm saying? It's like 30 over a million. Mm-hmm. You know, however many of us, and like you can see that in your real families too. Like you gotta go hit your cousins up because that relationship gonna be what it is through that relationship. So whether it was like a Treated Crew after Mano won his, I text him and he texts me right back. So that's Treated Crew family, and he's always been that type of person. I could text Chance and like congratulations, and he'll text like no matter what. So like. Those examples have to be told, you know what I'm saying? And from the independence that Chance is preaching about, you know what I'm saying? Look what he's doing with that, so.
Because it's not it's
but
not
one day they're going to give him a gazillion dollars, I bet, you know what I'm saying? But
He's making gazillion dollars by himself. He doesn't need an industry. He took an industry that was non-existent in Chicago and made it.
Yeah, so he took all that, they ain't doing this for me and all that. Mm-hmm. I don't care what age you are, like, he took that, balled it up, threw it away.
Uh-huh.
You think people are going to start doing more independent work?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, like people are like really like headstrong on that. You know what I'm saying? Definitely go get your paper. But
I
like,
think we're definitely going to see that. Yeah. I think Big Crit, now that he's independent.
We're teaching each other like know your worth. You know what I'm saying?
Like, yeah. I feel like, I think Mick Jenkins, recently, I think he...
Yeah, he just said that, like, you know what I'm saying? We was like, oh, he drunk, but now he's not. He was drinking water, you feel me? but he like, man, I gotta say this. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, like, that's having a voice. These kids look up to us, so like if Mick said like
before we get into some West Side, I gotta know this. Your love for Kehlani.
Ooh.
I need to know.
I think everybody likes Kehlani.
Yeah, bro, everybody loves Kehlani.
Like everybody loves her. She's so dope.
Yeah. No, but like, as like aliens on this earth, man, like you know what I'm saying, you just feel those, that energy, and like, I'm rooting for that energy to keep going. So like that, that's where that stems from.
I feel like
that's
it's a little problematic. She's dropping her album on the same day as Migos. So.
Yeah, and then like it's 7 days after mine. Like,
I'm like, she should change that date because Migos promo is on fire. Right
her promo is pretty fire too. Like, I like everything. You know what I'm saying? I see you, boy.
All right, let's talk some West Side. You're from Austin. So, I mean, we definitely got to talk about where you're from. So what are the questions I got here? What are some landmarks or places people have to hit up when they're on the West Side?
Uncle Remus.
Uncle Remus, just so you can answer that question for yourself.
So he had
stop asking the question. Go bring your butt to the West Side. Okay.
So what's better?
I'm not finna do that. I'm not like.
No, you're not gonna incriminate yourself.
I like Harold's and I liked Uncle Remus.
I'm from Texas
point
and
of,
I'm gonna say Harold's because I just like Harold's.
I feel like Harold's is like
that mild.
That's just a staple.
So, yeah. I mean, but you have so many different Harold's where they cooking it so different.
That's
like
true.
You're
it's
gonna,
different.
You're gonna get it
you
good.
Can't
you're gonna
same
get it
the
bad.
The Harold's in Hyde Park. Trash.
Yeah. But I remember at one point of time when Uncle Remus really was just really, really good. Yeah. And why I didn't have Harold's. Mm-hmm. But now it's hard to make that comparison.
Is it the same like where you have breweries that take brewmasters? Do you have like I don't know, people?
I'm a beer connoisseur too.
Do you have people that are like really good at making chicken and mild sauce, and you just plug them out?
Man, I'm mild sauce. Our mild sauce is really special too. So, MacArthur's is another landmark.
MacArthur's, yeah.
Man, I gotta hit these spots
like,
up.
You know what I'm saying? Like, people put us on food all the time, and then somebody says it's not good. Like, whatever, man. Like, you gotta just take
the Chicago food.
Chicago,
my life.
Yeah. Chicago food is just good in general. You just gotta take those chances. But yeah. And then a spot right across the street from MacArthur's is called Chi Chi's. Shout out to all my Westside homies. I hope y'all listen, cause we like, you know what I'm saying. It's when the room get mad smoking. You know what I'm saying.
Man, you're putting us on some spots
Chi Chi's,
right now.
I swear. I have some like spots where you wouldn't go that I go to, like if I'm lazy or something, but. That's Happy Fish and Chicken. Shout out though. I gotta shout out my West Side spots, man. That's like feed the community, you feel me?
For sure. All right, so we're gonna have you paint a picture of your community. How was it growing up in the West Side?
Dope.
What do you remember?
I mean,
just paint us a scenery, if you will. Give us a scenery. What's the daily thing you do?
Like, I don't know, man.
Just growing up.
It's like it's a magical situation for me, cause like, so many things that I feel like should have happened and they didn't happen. Mm-hmm. And I always want to express that. So, like, definitely blessed. No more, I can start with that. But just being a kid that just was just a really genuine good kid. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Like, and being around, like, these kids that didn't have good homes. And, you know what I'm saying? I could have really been in some stuff. And, oh, no, just really being selective with the people I was choosing around, being at the right places at the right time, and really just being able to enjoy where I came from. Even though it was bullets, you know what I'm saying? Mm. I was like, even this year, like, it's the first year ever I've seen people, like, really get shot. And then happened twice the same way this year. So, I don't know, just mad blessed. But, like, going in the store, coming out, and then somebody just was shooting. Mm. Like that. Now it's getting mad annoying. But still seeing the beauty in it. And as Saba, you know what I'm saying, states on so many of his songs, like it's a beautiful place.
Do you think the violence on the West Side kind of shaped you to be the go-getter? Like, how do you think that kind of shaped you as a person?
Yeah, I mean, but like having that edge, being around, like, you know what I'm saying, like getting, like, I feel like I was working on my spidey senses. You know what I'm saying? Like, feel like if, like, that's how I'm painting it. I feel like I was working on my spidey senses, and like, yeah, like New Year's Day, like it's finna be New Year's. I leave my house, regular schedule. And the same situation happened this year, and somebody died in that situation. But this same situation that happened on New Year's, I walk in the store, and then Central and Lake Green Line, I go on the platform. As I look off, I can see the corner store that I just came out from start shooting. So, like, I'm thinking in my head, somebody started the day wrong, like, so wrong. You know what I'm saying? Like, they, like, I'm finna take some, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, they took it in their power to, like, you not finna go into the next year, like, you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. And just put so many people in lives in danger. And I was on a platform in the same way. The train comes and then I kind of just ride away because my train comes. Mm-hmm. There's no reason to really stay there, Dolly. You know what I'm saying? I'm seeing it, but as my train comes, like, it rides away. So that metaphor in itself is just kind of weird.
Yeah.
And I'm riding to the loop.
Yeah, it's kind of crazy. It's just like, what do you think? You just talk about there's nothing you can do. You just see it and you walk away. What do you think that does to people living in Chicago? Like, just getting used to, like, this violence.
Man, these kids are fearless, man. Like, I mean, you get so numb to it, then you just become fearless, and like, that's when you're free. Like, honestly, like, just, and that's, and I don't know, that's how I'm coming. I'm like, just fearless.
Yeah. And then you also talk about seeing the beauty even in these harsh times. You know, I was born rich. I think. Yeah, me and Adam both.
Born and raised
in Chicago. So we've seen things, but at the same day, we put on for our city.
In this way.
Like, why do you think that's just so important in these times that, like, especially with, like, a lot of publicity from, like, people outside of Chicago? We've got this jack-off who's going to be our president in 2 days, you know, talking about law and order in our city. Like, this dude, he doesn't know what our city's about. Why do you think it's so important to showcase the beauty of our city despite these negative headlines?
Again, because it's healthy. and like, as I'm coming out again and in these interviews, I'm really, like, really feeling it. And I think how I feel and, like, how I express myself is, like, really in the music. And, like, that's what I'm going to leave behind. And, like, I'm not the Martin Luther King's, like, But in some way I am. But like on like in this music, we are like politicians in some ways. Like we definitely look at the Kendrick Lamars and J. Cole as politicians. But like when people really see your vision and they latching on, like if like you appreciate a voice of like something of a healthy way of living, like I think that's where we kind of had it. And like I'm just talking about music, and but that's what I'm on. Like the simplicity of like Mick just saying drink more water, like, but it's in the music, and it's just everything is just on a healthier, like, just like it's just really simple, though, honestly. But my music is like really emotional, so that's why I feel like I don't tweet so much, because it's I'm gonna just say all that in the music. So if you want to hear me rant, play Roses January 20th.
That's a nice plug.
I think there's like a, with rappers now, you have like two types of rappers. You have rappers who are putting their emotion in music and putting the politics in music, and then you have the rappers who are rapping about nonsense, you know?
Like, I got Claire's jewelry on, you know what I'm saying? Because it's like funny to me. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Somebody like, really like, and then like, like-minded people, being around like-minded people, it's okay that I don't care about those things, but people are swearing me that I'm supposed to care mm-hmm. about those things.
That's supposed to be your rap.
Yeah, like, you know what I'm saying? No matter how much money I got, like, I can probably pay for that, but what if I just really don't care? Like, what if I really like Dirty Vans?
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
For sure. What are some words that you have to the youth from the West Side?
That's why I'm trying to get them in YCA. But to the youth to the West Side, and they see me too, you know, like, I don't really, like, I'm public transportation a lot of times. Like, I Uber whenever Brad be like, all right, we late. You know what I'm saying? But I don't mind in public transportation, because it is the fastest way, and Uber be slow if you're in traffic, like. Mm-hmm. And I'm just like fearless, like I'm on the train, but it is kind of like an easy commute, because like I can catch the Madison bus and just take it straight to the Loop, or I could just walk to the Green Line where they may shoot. You know what I'm saying? They may shoot.
And I think being
I still go that way.
I think being an independent artist,
because I have like, to, because of the train right there.
I saw something with No Name. She was saying like she didn't even have a computer yet. She was like, I'm still trying to get a computer, but you know, I'm still gonna stay independent because the money's gonna come. Mm-hmm. Like,
and when you don't care, like,
yeah.
But you don't know that you're not supposed to care about it. But like, you like working so hard because you've had all these great people before you telling you like these things are true. Like, you know what I'm saying? Words mm-hmm. do mean things. Like, if you work hard, you may look up and you may have what you, you know what I'm saying, need and want.
Sure.
Let's talk about you live performing. How did your first live performance go?
First live performance?
Yeah.
If I can remember, like, we just, like, well, my manager's assistant, he's, like, just really excited right now. I'm rocking with his name, Tommy. But he posted this picture of a show that happened with me, Mick, No Name, and Saba. And
Real of the Most.
Yeah. And I think Real of the Most came.
That's 2013, 2014.
Saba, Dally, I'm sorry. It was Mick Jenkins, Saba, Dally Austin, No Name Gypsy at Reggie's Rock Club, January 11th. This had to have been
2013.
At 9 o'clock. It was like $10.
$10 ticket.
And it was $18. And then like On God and Closed Session Show. So like On God is still my family too, as well as Mick Jenkins and like a lot of these artists right now. It gets so much deeper. I can't wait till we get deeper into the interview. Because
what is the difference between you as a performer then and now?
Like definitely more structure and taking it more serious. But I used to want to come into it like just like whether I was like chose a substance or like, you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Like just have like just choosing all these different ways of like prepping for a show, and then as I was like having more shows and I think I started getting bigger, and then like I started having to do more before a show. And I'm like, I don't want to have to do this much before a show. And then, like, Brad helping me on that end. So, like, making that easier and just scheduling my rehearsals tight and working on my routes. Because, like, an issue with me forgetting words was, like, a thing. And but it was an emotional thing. Mm-hmm. It wasn't even butterflies. It was just, like, or it was my pronunciation. Mm-hmm. And then tripping over one thing. But, like, just working on that and, like, really, really well. But it would never be too detrimental to my performances.
Mm-hmm.
But it would definitely just bother me. And I'm sure it would bother the audience. So come on, dog.
For sure. And then the next one is crazy fan experience at a live concert. Mm-hmm. And then what like a crazy experience of you as a performer?
All right. Well, a crazy experience. Well, as a performer, I had an anxiety attack. I don't even know if you know that. I had an anxiety attack, and I think Man, I don't even know if I finished the show. I think I did finish the show, because I do remember any show I didn't finish. And I think I finished the show, and it was just really well. And it wasn't no crazy fan situation at that show. Can I think of a crazy fan?
Just you.
It's not really no crazy fan stuff. It just be like a particular girl that just surprised me or something. Like that.
Or but, what about you as a fan? Like, what's been a crazy show you've been to?
No, all right. A crazy show I've been to was, I'm gonna just give you some weird situations. All right, so one show that was really dope was a Lincoln Hall event, and this on some love stuff. Okay. You know what I'm saying? My ex was at the show, but through FaceTime. And like, but I didn't know, you know what I'm saying? And then my homie's like, I don't know why he was on the stage.
She gotta keep tabs.
I don't know, but I mean, it ain't really like that, but I definitely do. That's why I said it's on some love stuff, but like, that was like really dope. Mm-hmm. Like, and then it just be like, that's some weird girl stuff or something like that. But yeah, but like, a really dope thing was just having that Mick Jenkins situation show, then that Saba and No Name show, like, just having that in the history books, that I can say, yeah.
For sure. Let's segue into your music. You dropped two projects, you're about to drop your third. You want to break them down real quick?
Yeah. For West Side EP, you know, the vibe's definitely, like, very dark, very gritty.
Yeah.
And it is...
It's going to get trippier.
Yeah. It's obviously, named after the West Side, like, dedication. Like, how do you feel this is a real, accurate portrayal of the community you grew up in?
It was just a perspective. Like, it was just coming out of me. I think I had said something about roses, but I felt like I had wanted to do a project before... like my baby, because like my first tattoo is a rose, so like this is just all like, I don't know, it's just like happening like that. So and then the West Side EP was just like, these were stamps that I felt like this is just how I wanted to write my story, and so I wanted to tell my West Side perspective. And then I mean that tape, you could tell I was feeling a certain type of way, and now mm-hmm. I put Mick Jenkins on that tape.
Yeah,
he was the only feature on that tape.
Yeah. And then another thing about West Side EP's I know it's in one of the songs, I can't think of it right now, but you name drop Salvador Dali. Oh, it's Gatsby. Yeah. Name drop Salvador Dali. And I wonder, like, you have pretty crazy imagery in your music. So, like, I wonder, like, are you influenced by Salvador Dali in any way? Because, like, there's not a lot of rappers who are name dropping, you know, 20th century surrealist painters.
Absol is. Not probably, you know what I'm saying? Absol and, like, Jay-Z. Oh no, that's not even a conscious thing, but like I said, I've been into art. Like when I was in middle school, I would see these painters on the wall. Like I would literally see the melting clock and all that. Damn. I mean,
is that where Dali came from?
Not even. Like now that I think about it, not even. Like that came when I was like the young diplomats in high school. Like before the Troublemakers, the young diplomats. You know what I'm saying? Cause like this one, I was writing, like we would bring them to the lunch table.
Mm.
You know what I'm saying? And they swore I couldn't rap. You know what I'm saying? None of those guys rap right now. And Noah's still my dog. Shout out Will Nolan. Shout out Young Diplomats. But
I know a big thing with, you know, surrealism, painting, and Dali is all about subconscious. So maybe your subconscious.
I'm doing this to myself. Like, like when I'm interested in, like, I'm doing it to myself. Like, when I'm starting. And, like, I'm just realizing it by what I'm creating, what I'm putting my hands on. And the Dali thing is just like a... abbreviation of my name, Denzel Austin Lundy, D-A-L, Dali. Mm. And then my middle name is Austin, so like it was like Dali Austin. And then I'm from the Austin community, coincidence. Salvador Dali. I just always use the reference, like Nico Segal be calling me Salvatore. He really like sparked the Salvatore Dali. And then no llama, so you won't mix me up with the Dalai Lama.
Yeah. And then on The Wood, you know, the vibes on that project, definitely more chill, more kick back, relax, very different from the overall production of West Side EP. Like, what was your approach with The Wood compared to West Side EP?
Good question. The Wood EP, like, was like my first EP, and man, I'm finna drop gems right now. So, The Wood EP came when Saba said I could come to his studio and record, and I was just being at YCA, mm-hmm. and this was like Pivot Gang, you know what I'm saying? I was hearing that, and it was like, this kid Saba, he was from the West Side, he was blocks away. I made those phone calls and made those studio sessions, and we were recording. John Doe, which is his cousin, was there.
Mm.
We made songs, Malcolm London. Like, that was one of the first songs I did, was like, Saba produced it. Saba was on it. Malcolm London was on it. John Doe was on it. It was called Throwback.
Yeah. Did it ever release?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I was listening to it yesterday,
though.
So, like, like great people. Like, man, yes. Yeah, so, like, Saba just opened his crib for me, and then that's where we created the Wood EP, and then I was like, I got to get Vic on it. And I was like, how am I going to get Vic on it? I'm like, you got to come to the West Side. And he came to the West Side, and then I saw, and then like I said, I had these certain relationships with all these different, like, me and Chance relationship is different, like how we, and then Sterling, and then Joey, and like, you know what I'm saying? Like, and then we all in one room, but I had all these different relationships with each one of them in different ways. When we're in one room, it's like, we just know what's up.
Yeah, what's it like just being all those guys just in one room?
It's
what
deep, are those conversations? Dog. Like, that's why I just say the word family, dog.
Wow, that's
awesome. It's that deep.
Like, not, it's like,
and it's that simple too.
Yeah, it's just like something like not a lot of people can say. Like, I've known, like, you look at all these artists, you know, the West Side is kind of going through its moment right now in music. And
so many cats coming out the West Side.
Yeah, and
shout out Loop. Yeah, yeah.
Is it Loop?
I mean, it's just like,
yeah, and then, yeah, Chance be like, and then that's dope too, like, him putting a little stamp on Saba and a little stamp on
that. We got Do It Up, we got Crucial Conflict, Saba, Twista, we got Chris Crack, Lucky, St. Millie. Z Money, Stunt Taylor, Children of Ilios,
and then Lufo, if I'm saying it right.
Yeah, Lufo. Lufo.
Shout out Lufo.
For sure. All right, so we got to talk roses, bro.
Yeah.
First question. It took four years, bro.
I know.
4 years.
I know.
So what is the creative process?
It's like 3 years.
Three and a half.
Yeah.
Let's not nitpick here.
Yeah. It's cool because so, I'm y'all family too.
So what is the creative process for you? What changed in that time for you? Because the music's definitely more reflective of you personally. Like, you're talking about some real stuff on these records. So what made that change?
I had to at the time, like I so in the beginning I was on tour with like kids these days. So a lot of the same money guys didn't actually do that, but wherever they learned music was that's how they did it, you know what I'm saying? But these group of kids that were in a van, and I was like in the back, or sometimes I sat in the front, but I would see these live shows, and I would be in the band, and all of them actually went to music school, you know what I'm saying? They actually like learned their instrument.
Donnie Trumpet was there at DePaul for a while.
Yeah, so you put like a group of kids that actually studied their craft, and then in one room, and then like I've witnessed that. It's with a kid that didn't really do that, but I was fond of my writing, and they were too, and just in that, so like being on tour with them and seeing all this dope stuff, that was like being a student to that, and then we saw what kids these days did, and then we saw how Vic had to change, what he had to change, and then we saw what changed, and then it was just really me being in the midst of this blend. But Dolly was definitely figuring it out in that time, and it just so happened to take this amount of time, and me meeting Brad, through, you know what I'm saying, and like all these pieces, all the producers that are involved, the singers that are involved, the engineers that are involved, it just took 3 years.
Follow up question: the name. Do you have any significance in terms of roses?
Yeah, like I say, my first tattoo, but like, whenever the last time I was here, whenever I said
you that, had a specific tweet as well, which I thought was pretty dope. I'm trying to blank on it, but I gotta find it. I gotta find it. I'll let you.
Okay, but yeah. So if I was here, like whenever time I was here, like 2014, and I said roses, that I just planted that seed. You know what I'm saying? And I've just been watering that seed. So now. Here's roses.
Wow. Yeah, okay, I get it.
Yeah, I'm glad it's a wow factor. I want
roses
it to be a wow.
For the living, roses for the lost.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Man, I said that. I mean, but yeah. I mean, yeah, roses for the living, roses for the lost. Like. Yeah, like I was just my own rehab, dog. Like, honestly. I was just my own rehab and like just really just learning how to practice what I preach. And like I was lost, you know what I'm saying? But I was able to see beauty and things. And whether nobody gave me roses, you know what I'm saying? Somebody should have gave me. So roses for the lost and like the dead people that are gone, but that we still remember and still make us feel a type of way even though that they're gone. So like, but being here though, there's a job to be done. So like.
For sure. So we get the project on the 20th. Is there going to be any shows coming up?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we got the dojo. Like, we got to promote this. Yeah, we got the dojo the 20s. When it, hold on, this is Brad speaking.
Yeah. He is manager.
What up, I'm Brad, Dally's manager. We have a dojo show coming up, very intimate. The dojo is a DIY venue. Yeah, very, very awesome venue, very intimate. Dally's going to be doing his first performance of Roses there. You'll be able to come see him. It'll be more of like a kickback. We have an art gallery playing upstairs.
What date is it?
That is on January 26th, 6 days after the release. Mm. Okay. It is a $5 donation, so definitely come out and support the DIY scene.
Is that disclosed already? Have you guys put any information out?
This is the first time we're saying it right here, right now.
Sure. Are you guys doing any South by Southwest showcases or anything?
As of right now, we're not on any South by Southwest official showcases, but we will be down there.
I'm pretty sure.
Yeah, we honest, but we going to be on there.
South by Southwest, they plan them like in 2 weeks. So
it's South by Southwest has become more and more for the festival goer.
Yeah.
Whereas 3 years ago and prior, it was very much so for the artist, mm-hmm. and it was for meeting other artists, meeting for collaborations, meeting your publicists, your engineers, producers. It was a networking event. Now, last year I could go see Drake and Ray Shrimmer. And I'm not saying Dally and I didn't have fun. That's not what I'm saying. But at one point Drake didn't need to be there because there was no business for anyone to be conducting with Drake at the time. And it was really for the underground artists to do exactly what Dally was saying, was plant the seed and water and whatnot. But we'll be down there. We're down there every year. We went down there last year. Mm-hmm. We had to do networked.
So you guys will be down there walking on 6th Street.
Yeah, we'll be there. We'll be at the House of Vans. We'll be
good if you've ever been down there,
Oh yeah, I'm from Texas, so South by Southwest is like what we do.
Yeah. All right, quick question before we get into some music. Why should your followers as well as new listeners continue to invest in Dally Austin? Whether it be your music, your vision, whatever you do.
I do really want y'all to. do I have a I just don't want to be corny. It's like this is why.
Or why are
I really
you the
took time to make
a
I took time to really make a good project, and like anybody that followed me, like there's no like I took that care that they had and like put it in the project. Like, and I just wanted to cater to like real fans. That's why I had the YCA event yesterday. And like, I'm just really trying to like really, and then like this is my rollout in so many years. I'm really trying to find that where I am as an artist and who's really paying attention. So me and him do have to kind of nitpick with certain things to find out like who's really going to pull and really find that audience in this next rollout.
And but, nothing's more disappointing than when your favorite artist puts out like a trash project.
Artists are even so critical these days. You know what I'm saying? But like, I promise you, you're gonna see how I'm rocking. Like, you're gonna see how it's gonna affect me regardless. But this is a really dope project.
So where can
people... But it doesn't sound like anything.
Anything you put out before?
No. But one. All right. So look, it's gonna be a twist on January 20th, and it's almost safe, but it's gonna be dope.
Okay.
Expect a surprise. For it.
Where can people reach you at? Where can people maybe see this announcement at?
The announcement gonna be apparent. January 20th.
January 20th.
Yeah. Yeah, it's not gonna be. Yeah, it's not gonna be something you have to look for.
Besides,
but Roses is really big though.
Are you on Twitter, Facebook, Instagram?
Yeah, Dally Austin is DallyAustin. I'm from the Austin community. It's spelled with an I, but I spell mine with an O, because legally it's spelled with O.
And then besides that, anything else? Any upcoming shows besides that?
The dojo is really what I want people to come to because of the way it's set up. Like, I'm going to be right on your same level, close to you.
We'll also be at the YCA again, doing another youth performance at a workshop Tuesday the 31st. For all of you familiar with the YCA, definitely pop out. For not, it's going to be a nice creative event. Dally's going to be there working with the youth, writing some raps, rapping some raps. It's going to be a good time.
That's what's up. So
might check that out.
And I've just like using my resources this time, like the people that I actually know, and that's what's making it really easier, like, you know what I'm saying, and not reaching too much, and like, cause I'm still trying to stay where it matters, and still trying to do it at a bigger scale, you know what I'm saying, cause I'm able to do it like that right now, but still trying to stay close.
For sure.
Insane. Cause y'all be crazy, like not y'all, but like people be crazy, you know what I'm saying, and it'll make you crazy.
For sure.
For sure. We're going to get to some music real quick. This is a quick mix. The information as well as audio for this will be up. If you want to get any more information about Dolly, reach out to him. As far as for the Fifth Element Hip Hop Show, we will be back.
You know that's mine. Like every day, my birthday. I guess Chicago just as wet. So I'm out of now. Where you from? Where you from? Where you from? Where you from? I'm now. Where you from? Where you from? Where you from? Where you from?
Like where you from? What's up? He don't work, don't smoke. He don't work, don't shine. From the west side of the shot town. Let the cold and the dirty of the mean. See the grass don't grow, but them offers you make. First of the month, know the crack gon' blow. Got the watch out, stand on the corner. Traffic and art, waiting for you to get the light. Just disrespecting the max. The pimp side, tell me the down on the west side. We gon' check that bag on the west side. We don't lack, no, we get it in. Far from a regular west side. Tell me where you from. You want that west side? Why you run, you say you would it. Get off that bike now. Know why you on this block, you say that you know Keisha. Well, that's my bitch. Well, around here, that's my bitch. And I don't know you, give a fuck. Oh, you know too. So you need to make a move before we beat your ass. And you ain't got no seconds to run either. Cause this is lethal, infected with the evil. Thought you knew, so now you know. So tell your mans and your crew what did this shit do to us. It's the west side. Don't get it twisted. Some skin senses, but let's get it. Paper chaser, we gon' get it one day. We gon' get it one day. Pray my sins away. Again, we gon' get it one day. You want that west side? Alright, 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 alright. You want that?
Ooh.
Shot-town.
Shot-town.
Let them know. City full of gangsters, ain't nobody tell you. West side, get the money. You really don't want it. West side to the south side, I'm telling you, it's been like that since a youngin'. Nah. When this hot body drops up in the summer, hustling to that pace. I was looking on the block that I knew when, no looking, I won't stop now. Nah. Looking on the train, go chain, no flex. City of mobster, in the age, looking, no robbing. Squadron to the promised land, hustlers doing the money dance. Nah. I was looking, wanna fight, cause we cut though, no nigga, no time for the light smoke. Just looking, ain't time, what we talking about, no, save money in their lifestyle, gon' take them out, now kill them. This side, shot town, raise me, you can't joke on me, you crazy. Knocking on the wood, not throw back, give them all love, never hold that, hold that. Still walking on the same blocks that I grew up on. Took it still on them corners that I grew up on. Don't get it, don't want it. Feed the homies if you know it from the app with love. Perry on the way now. My high, I'm on the way down. But that money's on the way now. Save money. West side, get the money. West side, get the money. West side, get the money.
Your dentist, something like a sweet tooth run. Do what you can. Taking us off for the lick, off for the stain. Say money, we be the gang. Oh, you just stick to the plan. I'm taking trips to the bay. I'm taking trips in the plane. I could just meet a new bay. Everything falling away. How could you stand? I'm known for calling the play. Call her, she on the way. She love the candy. I let her lick on the rapper. She let her lick on the rapper. I don't know magic. I don't know magic. Magic, I only imagine. Girl, you got crazy, yeah. Where did you get your mathers? I better take you to school. What's this? We smoke by the pool. Told you my life is the cool. Trapping, I've been through the move. Long as you squat, know that we gon' be on soon. Elephant stepped in the room. It ain't no tradition away. Making it easy to prove. All in the paper you do. I'm finna hit a lick. I'm finna hit a lick.
King. Why? You know I'm winning, I'ma run my team. Saturday,
Now someone come and cry me king. You know I'm winning, I'm a take. Like I'm Louis, you can't do it like I do. Do the dope, shout out to all my investors. Say money be the truth. Who are you? Know the crew. Take advantage, chicken things. I thought you knew, that's how I see them in my view. One time, for my niggas on the line. For my seconds I ride for, for my second I die for. Both squad be the clan that I lie for. Take a bid for my nigga, you plan. Stay in your lane. Taking dope to the brain, looking off what you saying. I'm already gone, taking off for you, my nigga flame. Dollywood, I would, little engine that cut from the hood, I won. Fucking off your gun, taking say they on, put it on some. Like you a number two, now I'm on one. Lay 'em down and these niggas can't stand me. Coming through like I say, money stampede. Hold your nose like a nosebleed. We ain't stopping for you, thinking that's OVA. Beat those taking like 2K. I'm a hate, taking the tailgate. We don't fair play. That play, that's like every day. OG, that purple haze, you a damn shame. I'm the man, the lady no shows up. Put it in the bag, what's up? Kill a show like I want no K-Mo flow. Bang. Big mic in the wood. Walk around like I was slugging this wood. Been a gangster for a long, long time. Lot of thinking, nigga, gotta check. I'ma show. Don't stop, give it time, make it pop. Like the girl with the ass, do something. Do it for the squad, say peso. Introduce myself at the slam foe. Have you ever seen such a pimp so humble with things again until they cross me? Mediated to a killer. Shot rack, demolition. Whole team, get up on your ass. If you do sounds like you know, they ain't really with bitches. But they claim though, few ones gone, you ain't even know, huh? Mike, fucking blow from the free throw. You can see me like peep through the peephole. Gringo, call me Big Mike to the 2, 3 feet, 5, 4. Going on the tree, no drop. Tell me, is your kin or your foe? Like, looking black, you ain't even know. Bang, you ain't seen no flow. Killing with the killer flow. No llama, bring the trauma. Valve and you tell your baby mama, like squat. Bring it to the wood night, yo. Bring it to the wood night, yo. Boy to a thug, don't stop. Boy to a thug, don't stop. Call me Big Mike in the wood. Took your girl by the hand and I turned her to a fan. Call me Big Mike.
Rum Rata, my Rasta, my partner. I am the Don Dada. My liquor in the wine, fine paper bag wraps in the trap. 100 band wraps, put me on the map. Call me 2 stacks, make them all dap, make them all clap. Staying at attention, it's that West Side pimp with a Chi-Town vision. If I hit a lick, meet me at the spot. My whole crew is hot, your whole crew is not. I am Dollywood.
Same again, 03.
Swearing all these skins, acting like they know me. Since they wanna own me, this the wood. Where it's good, where we post up at. Same place I told you. Same block where we be brought at. Double Dutch with a double cup. Keisha with a bubble, but it's all love. Say the block is hot. No, I keep a knot up in my jock. And if the cops come, if I hit a lick, hop a gate. Meet me at the spot. If I hit a lick, hop a gate. Meet me at the spot. Full lick. If I hit a lick, hop a gate. Meet me at the spot. Full lick. If I hit a lick, hop a gate. Meet me at the spot. Full lick.
I know you don't. No one again like me, so don't you stunt. Calling again Pimp C, I know you don't. No one again like me, so don't you stunt. Gucci Mane, tell her what the flow say. Baby, I'ma make the flow shake. Pimp say, never give up off what I was gonna say. Keep it OG like a ball player. OJ Simpson got a blonde hair. But it's back to the weed, that's my hood chick. Never no need for a stuck tape. Do I got game, never lost it. Jiggins won game, then they forfeit. Started fucking playing cause the offense. Niggas keep it clean like a paw print. No one nigga dog, no barking. No we in the lane, then we park it. Tell us if again, no stalking. If I'm looking, want it on my hawking. Belly of the beast, my offer. Open up your hand, my darling. Tell me you a fan, I'm on it. Welcome to the land, my dog.
Bang, ooh, goddamn bang, ooh, goddamn, goddamn bang, bang, ooh, ooh, goddamn bang. Bob, 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 ooh, goddamn bang, ooh, 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 goddamn bang, 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 ooh.
so fast on the way, little nigga don't hang like no little nigga don't bang, slang, Lord nigga gotta get paid, no jobs but bills to be paid. Story of a chicken self-made. Dreams of the gun go bang. Tell her bob that back. If this nigga gone, tell him running they home. This nigga just wild and not taking no fall. Do your feet move when they gun at your door in my city? You are not safe in your home. I'm a gangster granddad and I'm proud of it. Get rich or die down in the plan somewhere. Do you bang to the beat? Nigga bang to the streets. On the mic I bang. Kill them all I pray. Bob.
Better get that damn rabbit.
Listen. Room full of mannequins where life is just imaginary. Like tripping on acid and all I'm seeing is magic. Hallucin is just a rag, I'm losing you from me off the tab. Imagine if that was accurate, I'm Peter, give me my carrots. Seeing better with clarity, rapping, getting my recipe. Cooking mama is best for me, envy that little rabbit. Going for what he's after, skipping through shit off after. Solutions become them answers, sprinkle a little passion. The hustle is like a magnet, I'm focused, came off with actors. Still that silly rabbit looking for carrots, not zirconium. Diamonds are forever, then let a nigga get on one of them.
For real.
If savings are make a problem, hungry can't no one stop. I'm like going and pick off circles. The cycle is so important. Poor's becoming poor, rich is becoming rich. And it's simple, it's counting down. Telling just get off my dick. Boys becoming a gallery, picture me like a galaxy. Space is a bit open minded. Pennies can't no one find them. And saving time. Sanity left my mind. And then 99 cents of dreaming could get me back to believing. 99 cents the swish. Mama saying I miss you. Them 40s is adding older. The lifestyle have been important. The feeling, the type of aura. I'm wavy, I'm royal kings. Reminiscing the water flowing. I'm fluent in ignorance. See, it's just not a given. I'm taking what I can get to. Highest mountain you climb is the highest mountain you can get. Foolish to follow anything. I'm following my can't. Save money, 99 cents to the end.
Check me out, like check me out, like check me out. Swear I know the rap game, the second thing they say song. Like check me out, like check me out. Like check me out, like check me out. What? What? Like check me out. Like check me out. Like check me out, like check me out, like check me out. I remember days when, I remember days when. Sipping Henny, now we jessin', sippin' till the pain away. All dogs don't go to heaven, but my dogs. But my dogs do. Say like all dogs don't go to heaven. But my dogs. But my dogs do. Say like all dogs don't go to heaven. But my dogs. But my dogs. Born beautiful. All that time to make up the blemish. Casually a Lord Diamond dance. Well I'm cold baby. What a little pressure do. Turn into that cast. Then we dance. Then we move. It's all visual. I play the role. Start just like the movies. Maybe for breakfast I'll take a trip to Never Never Land. France maybe, Japan maybe. No, I like the shine in the palace. The wine for casting call. Caught my phone. Call your girl like who you be with. Like check me out, like check me out, like check me out, like check me out, like check me out. The way I run my life, the way I walk. The way I run my life, the way I walk. Say like all dogs don't go to heaven. But my dogs do.
Don't care that long when that shit be trippin'. A real nigga gon' move on like the wind is pimpin'. Go ahead and rap for a nigga. You ain't never shot in the gym, save money my pot. Throw alley hoops like pop, Spurs on my night. Nigga like me, gon' do it. And it ain't none to it. Never been a player, I just crush a lot. And it ain't my fault, baby, blame my pop. Something about me, you just can't stop. Rollin' up that dope so potent. Window foggin' up so sudden. What it really means to parlay fool. Take it to the woods, it's the place I'm over. You ain't never seen no nigga like dude. Like you don't know no dolly, you wildin'. Say money stylin', they prices no plan. Just like us, and we move, boo. Let a nigga know it's true. I told you I can't save you, but it's cool. Let a nigga know it's real to the crew like Drake Cap, but this ain't him. C say money don't play fair like Pokemon. We too rare like play your cards, don't play square. Drake cap, but this ain't him. Like say money don't play fair like Pokemon. We too rare, play your cards, don't play square.
On the wall, perched high above it all. It's hard to reach the top, quite easy to slip and fall.
You slip and fall sometimes. Take your time, learn again. On the land of the sand, like imaginary plans on my hand. From the hood to the band, from the club to the camp. With a blunt like only smoke, but I'm high dope. Peace to the choir, my dear. Vaz ain't there for the can, like I don't really hear my friends. Some wish I was, but it is. I'ma be a star if they wish. I'm the sun of the moon, like say a prayer, little again. Knowing that the man upstairs gotta give a fuck for a cap. A hater can't suck my love to the man that cares. Love to the man upstairs. Don't fall. Don't fall.
Quarter to my name, what's the day like? Since this is moving in picture, capturing moments of vivid incidents. Hearing that the world gon' blow. They tell me that the world don't know. I'm smelling something loud in the smoke. You can't stop this. No medical, this feeling is impeccable. Got me feeling like a young king with no pedestal. I raised the bar for myself and my chickens only. This one for my brick and Rodney. Maybe forever lust for your spirit. Trying to get high enough to exhibit. Wish was a given and now we piffin', Lord forgive him. No, we all just can't be pippin'. Throw your hands in the air for your land if you care. Because of Jordan, I know I can fly if I just spread my wings. And it seems that I'm gone, change the leaves when I'm gone. Seasons change when they fall, fluid is just Nike, so just throw it. And I'm seeing that it's colder than it's ever been. Trippin' to the corner store, grab a swish, I gotta blow. I'm falling off the pinnacle pyramids in my mental. I'm chasing after the riches, Illuminati be snitching. Cause I know too much, if you can't beat them, then join them. Lose a life in the morning. Moving unicorns lame, imperial saving change. My skin is cooler than icebergs. Can I borrow a dollar? I'm chasing after tomorrow. Got 99 of them problems and if it ain't one, hit me.
Life and as my dreams one. If you ask for what I bring,
bring it. You can bring it, bring it, bring it.
Searching for
what you saw, now tell me what you know now. Inception, really ain't got no time for a lesson. Jump off a cliff, pray now. Can't you see I'm high up? Can't you see my wings now? Suicide, different kind of door, died. Money bad, she was driving, took her life. Now we screaming all shit. Now to the pulpit, pastor screaming, you a lie. Rosary ain't never did shit for me. Fake dead and nigga chain, running for the nigga chain. ODB the death of me the same. And who will never change, right? You gon' stay the same, right? Take off, different kind of face off. How you dream of nothing? If it ain't on the field, then it ain't in the budget. Save money if you blockin' no squad. Let a nigga in the majors, bat an average like a pacer. Some say I'm silent, but a slayer. And the place ain't never get astray from. I put that on my mama and I love you. I'ma get the money if I gotta take it. It's the wood, so don't knock if you're scared of fate. You gon' die when you die when them angels come and get you. So go get some. I'm running no mutual ambition. No taking it as given. This life is a mad trip. When gunners are try to pull it defensively, started shooting, then man down. This is no song crap. We gangsters in all black. Like pigeons don't all fly. The realest in all that, like you on the mound. Like taking the first base, like taking the first taste of destiny. Winning is the place for me, letting it in the bright lights. We lead an army, cigars and bottle popping like homage to the trillest and honest. This ain't no Lupe, but I swear we on the same page. Chicago to the death of me, this is sign language, so I hope you wasn't deaf to me. Stress to be the best, but don't stress, cause I'm blessed. Rugged rap is undressed, so go swag out. Chickens with their hands out, surrender like they hands up. This is the majors. This is the majors. This is the majors. Up for 12, and everything that they stand for was just me and my kin. And the Benz four door round with like four off, listening to some old school planet. When a car go on a doja, no dolo in the dojo. Four more horse, play a whore, then the smoke in the car dope. Man gone, you applying for, keep it going, your man want it, don't play it slow, that's never lack. Boy catch a body, he thinks shooting now. Boy talking slick, I can fix it like a root canal. See my nigga, they be with me, that's that fast star pimp. When you see us, see the mission. When you see us, see us, green for the money.
yellow for the honey. Gold Coast JoJo when I'm running on my moto, seen a melting clock. Timing of the festival, nigga, take a pitch, I'm famous. West side, my side, let them nigga know that I don't be funk with you, don't funk with you. Keep a clear bird's view. I'm
when I'm in my city, nigga, you can see I'm fly with my brown money. You can see I'm fly in my city, nigga, you can know I'm fly with my city. You can see I'm fly in my city, nigga, you can only fly with my city.
All I ever need was a little bit. Tell me that it's more that I gotta get while I'm asleep. You know I break it down like a prophecy. One more E want to get more hot. Birds I seen, they just don't fly. Lives I seen, they just don't shine. Keep it realer than those. Save the lies, that's 100 to boast. And when we die, that's 100 or more. And where I'm from, they don't love you enough. That's what my mind tell me, get it and go. If we can run, get a part of the goal. They don't love me, but it's slow where I go. And if I want it, then take what I want. Fucking face it, hit a light of the moon. And when I die, hey, roll another one up.
Spark up the rim. Start with a movement, homie, start with the point. We keep it realer than most. We keep it realer than most. Hey, tell them, start up the whip. Spark up a count. Start up a movement, homie, start with the point. We keep it realer than most. We keep it realer than most.
Through the wire, don't follow me through the fire. Send the devil's a liar. Say I'm high, I'm flying over the Mayans. They tell me it's only time. Burning rubber, look for trouble. Tire burning, Barney rubble. This they talk about. Look for tree, burn it down and look for me. I lie, my God, I see. Trust God, just trust in me. In the word of jealousy, if you can envy me, see me and you see a king. Royalty, setting on my bottom, bitch. Go to crush the crown, it's a golden road, it's promising. Pray that I keep it honest, but what if they say I'm crazy? Like, oh, it would've changed. Like Kobe, I got an 8 for you. You pray for me, I pray for you. They say the word 360, but what if it's flat? Breaking down, I'm breaking too. Say you wanna change, but keep changing it back. And keep talking, staying, wearing all black. Tell them in the morning, cause they don't really want it. Through the wire, don't follow me through the fire. Send the devil's a liar. Say I'm high, I'm flying over the Mayans. They tell me it's only time. Through the wire, don't follow me through the fire. Send the devil's a liar. Say I'm high, I'm flying over the Mayans. They tell me it's only time.
Off the top, I like my money off the top. I like your tip to give me ties. I know that she know that I'm on. I'm making it pop for them. Keeping it steady, I'm making it rock. I'm making a stand, I pull up my pants. Give me the loot, give me the cash. Everything ain't for no dollar. Fighting for all that I stand. Second act like they don't feel me. Say that they know the black man. I played the band, I show my words, not show me yours. This my life, long as I know that mama good. Never knew drugs in the gangway. Watching the boys, blue and white cuff from the boy. Another day, another dollar. Other days I lost, not just a memory. Counting loot, swagging and watching the girl. VIP watching the swerve. Tell me this ain't what you heard. This is my life, my pain, my joy, I pray. This is my life, my pain, my joy, I pray. This is my life. This is my life.
Crazy, but I don't think about it. Smoke about it, drink about it. I don't really think 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 about it. Crazy, I'm going crazy, but I don't think about it. Smoke about it, drink about it. I don't really think 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 about it. don't really think about it.
I'm crazy, I've been went crazy. Don't want no babies, I love her, but I don't do lately. I know she hate me, that's just how I'm feeling now. But I don't really think about it. She think I might change my mind, but I don't really change my mind. I detox on her, so she like, why you give me her no more? Why two-step? I ain't feeling myself, it's coming, try this. Feeling how I'm feeling, but that's not for you to mind it. We don't really wanna be free. Like, we don't really wanna be free. But you knew that, been that boy, you knew that. In my head, but I don't really think about it. Drop us on the mic, yeah, I think about it. Detox on the drawer, she like, how you give me high no more? Like, we don't really wanna be free. But you knew that, but you knew that. But you knew that, but you knew that.
Son, that Westside, who is me? You know that Westside, who I be? You same. Wanna do it how you see?
Same.
Like, what that Westside, who is me? Same. You know that Westside, who I be? You wanna do it how you see?
Same. Same.
Like, what you do?
Like, what you
do? Save it.
Save
it.
Save
it.
Like, what you do?
Save
it.
Save
it.
What?
Feelings
like me, no delay. Save it and put it in the bank. Look at your fly though, what you know how for? Do it for the game, I score. Kobe the deuce in the fort, bringing it back to the hood. All in the fresh and the good. Dope boy doing the flame, like keeping it real in the game. Why you don't do it the same? Nigga don't know my mind, I'm on my grind. Turns out if no time, I Rolex. Nigga clock money where I go at. Nigga don't know my mind, I'm on my grind. Turns out if no time, I Rolex. Nigga talk money where I go at. Nigga talk money where I go at. Love me more. This is not competitor. Like this is on some winning. I know you seen the king before. Horses on my linen shorts, posing for the centerfold. Model sh- is Polaroid. Paint a picture, Salvador. I know you know as well as just as I know. This is for my kinfolk. Take it to the wood, no endo. Roses for the scent though. You blow, you know then we blow. She fancy, I know she nasty. They say she real, I say she can't be. I'm the Great Gatsby. I'm making magic. Invention mansions, I make a skirt in an all-white Porsche. What they say won't work, but it can do work. Nigga, get your bread up. Mommy, keep your hat up. On the ground, my nigga, don't let up. Gonna fly, my nigga, don't let up. You blow, you know, then we blow. She fancy, I know she nasty. They say she real, I say she can't be. I'm the Great Gatsby. I'm making magic, invention mansions. Didn't want a lesson. I told these bitches that I'm beautiful. Introduced to the wood. Now they seeing the visuals again. Living so comfortable in the city. Dysfunctional. Too much love for my city. Reason again the door to show niggas again. Didn't want a lesson. Told these bitches I'm beautiful. Introduced to the wood. Now they seeing the visuals again. Living so comfortable in the city. Dysfunctional. Too much love for my city. Reason niggas again door to show. Let them know it's the passion. Saving ain't gotta ask them. I'm hustling to the blessing. Hope they getting the message. Like wake up. Stick life in the overdrive, tell that if I got a slide. Months again, been down the ride, cruising like ain't none to it. G'd up, in the whip, I show you how to speed up. Live young, that fast, I, mama mia, no need of no saving. All my papers up, I'm saving. If them skin, no phasing, it's I'm fat up. From the west side, get the best side. My love's on, so no hating, that's not throwed up. So when you get a showed up, like hold up, not roll up. Whole party not pulled up, I'm the new guy, I'm leaning, that's my stage. Flick them off, cause I don't need no tips, it's been my business. Save money, that's my business. Trying to get to that show money, don't owe money, you get it. I'm feeling like the man, let they know I'm finna blow. I'm feeling myself, don't need no war. Keep it OG, be on the low shop. Let them know it's the passion, like saving ain't gotta ask. From hustling to the blessing, I hope they get in the mess like. Hope they get in the mess like. Hope they get in the mess like. Nigga, didn't want a lesson, I told these niggas I'm beautiful. Introduced to the wood, now they seeing the visuals again. Living so comfortable in the city, dysfunctional. Too much love for my city. Reason niggas getting gone to show niggas again didn't want a lesson. Told these niggas I'm beautiful, introduced to the wood. Now they seeing the visuals again, living so comfortable in the city, dysfunctional. Too much love for my city. Reason niggas getting gone to show.